answers to. So what I'm going to do is once I edit my personal stuff out, I'm happy to share my session if you're still interested.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So, Scott, you got Steve Reimers. What do you think of his?
It was cool. I traded with Steve and Chad and got his. You know, I get it. It's interesting to me that we're kind of all trying to get at the same things. You know, like three or four things that we're trying to get at, and Ion's answers are similar, but he has a different tact with each one of us. So to hear the different tacts broadens the perspective.
Right. Did you hear that, Ed?
I did. I'm curious. You said Chad. Chad shared?
Yeah. He was interested. When he was here, I told him about it, and then he said, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, that's interesting.
So maybe email Chad and ask him if he's interested, if you want to share with Chad.
Okay, well, I don't have Chad's email, so Bob, can you give me Chad's email? Can you send it to me, Bob?
Yep.
Okay, you send it to me.
You know, he was here in Hawaii.
I know that.
Yeah, okay.
So, but Ed, it sounds like you... you know, you were a bit, well, I'll tell you what, Bob, after my session, Bob dubbed me the skeptic. And I was a bit
lethargic.
Skeptical?
No, resistant. I was a bit resistant to a lot of the information that was coming through. So you'll probably hear that, but it sounds like you didn't have any problems being, you know, it just sounds to me like you weren't exactly kissing Ion's ass either.
Listen, we'll talk about that more. I don't want to get into the whole behavior towards Ion thing, because I think it's a big topic.
Yeah.
But
that's
where I don't have any problem with skeptics. I enjoy skeptics. I've been a gadfly all my life, but there's more to just being skeptical is, I guess, where I'm going with this. And but we'll talk. We'll discuss this later.
I would like to go into it with you, Ed. I would. So let's make some time to do that.
Well, yeah, or if you can't, if you don't have, we'll tape it.
Yeah, we'll do a wiretap, and we'll focus on that.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not going to pull any plugs about what I think, and not everything I think is flattering, and yet there's a lot there that I like.
I'm congratulating you on that, Scott. You shouldn't. You should continue with
your path to your path to joy.
Yeah. Okay.
You remember Greek philosophy? They got the hedonists, and they have a group of philosophers called the skeptics. All the archetypes of what McLuhan called individual mind, postures of individual mind, were there in the first parts of literacy.
Right.
Yeah. And ellipsis. Don't forget that.
Oh, I wanted to say this. I would like to get on record. That the diamond dialectic, the diamond and daimonion, that's now presented to people as an Android meme.
Hmm. All right. That leaves the gate open for the next wiretap.
Yeah, you available next week or you don't know?
I don't know yet. My schedule doesn't come out, but I will let you know, Bob, as soon as I find out my schedule.
Right.
For next week.
Good.
Thanks. Yeah, and
okay.
I gotta say that it looks like next Monday is booked for me, so
it has to be Sunday.
Okay. It'll have to be Sunday if it's next week.
Sunday still works for you, Scott?
Oh yeah, Sunday's good.
Okay, I will let Bob know, and he'll let you know if I'm available on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right. And on Wednesday we'll have a cash flow plus 2 hours with Ian on Eben, so we'll have new input, new entertainment to get us jacked up.
Oh, so is Eben going to be on Wednesday as well?
Yeah, no, Evan's having Ion and us on Wednesday night.
As well as cash flow earlier in the day.
No, cash flow will just be me and James.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying Ion number 2 happens Wednesday night.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So we'll
all right, Scott, thanks again.
Yeah, sure. It was a lot of fun to listen to you guys play and have fun.
Yeah.
No, we like to yell and we like to laugh.
Yeah.
That's what keeps us young at these advanced ages of like 9 and 56. And it's our own version of the D cell.
Yes, it's our wanting.
Laughing and learning.
Laughing and learning. So I wanted to get this, what goes on at Club 22, used to, still does, but that's the way it was in the 80s in Toronto, so I'm glad to get it on tape.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later, Ed. I'll call you back,
okay,
Scott.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna piss first, Scott.